Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
I'm John Betts with my colleague Harry Siegel, a senior editor at The City, an online journal, and a columnist for the New York Daily News. Harry's most recent column reveals something that I've not seen, and it's not been on YouTube. 500 hours of amateur videos of the day of the attack and immediately afterward, kept by people who were thoughtful to make this documentation. Is it going to be available at the museum, Harry? Help us understand how to see it.
Oh. So, John, there's a lot going on here, but the short of it is that this couple, filmmakers, Steve Rosenbaum and Pam Yoder, they compiled immediately after 9/11 500 hours of footage. And a lot of it are things people have not seen before. And a lot of it is pedestrian, if you will, in profound ways. You know, there's a scene of a bunch of, like, janitors watching around the TV with bunny ears, trying to get the reception, taking in the attack and thinking about this as it's getting broadcast and announced in real time, like the way many of us were. And in a way, I think that's very compelling to those of us who were not. There's nothing violent about it. All these people clustered around TVs, you know, outside windows, you know, in the village, someone's just turning a TV out to the street, 50 people circling around, some of them walk off, other people come. Just taking this in, my God, what's happened? The museum has had this footage. They made it somewhat difficult. You have to ask for it. You have to know to ask, this sort of stuff. It looks like the New York Public Library is going to also take non-commercial possession of the footage with the idea of making it much more readily available. I think this is important. Like, John, the reason there's an admonition, never forget, is that people do forget, and time passes, and that's well and good, but it's sort of important that something remains that's not a controlled story in an underground museum in a site that is mostly for tourists, but that some of this information is allowed to be out there and get thought about and digested. And of course, this is the week when people do some of that thinking, and anniversary and memorial pieces come out. And then more time passes, but having it there and really publicly accessible, I think, is of some significance.
And it's available to go to the library, to go to the museum. You ask for it, and you see 500 hours is overwhelming. So is it broken down into pieces and topics, Harry? We have about a minute.
So this is the complication, is the museum's had it, but they haven't had the resources to index it, archive it, protect what needs to be protected that might be very disturbing to see, and so on. So you simply have to ask for it all and then sift through yourself. If the New York Public Library also takes digital possession and is able to do that work so that people can find their way through to what's important to them, and as time passes and those bits of history, you don't know what's there until you go through, are more accessible, that would be a great public service, but that demands some time and some money. And it looks like the library system may be doing that. The museum, which has to pay the expenses of the 9/11 memorial as an expensive ticket itself, has not been in a position to do so.
Harry Siegel. It's harrysiegel@gmail.com for his column at the New York Daily News. He's a senior editor of The City, an online journal, following the immigration crisis very closely. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Life's messy, We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids.
But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.